My dear family in our Lord Jesus Christ, thy faith hath saved thee, go in peace. Amazing words to hear for that woman who took the time to give to Jesus a little bit of something. I don't know about you, brothers and sisters, but I'm actually scared. And I'm sure all of us have fears that we think about over and over in our lives, especially as we get older in our life. As the days that are given to us pass by so quickly, don't they? Now, I'm not talking about the fear of insects or the fear of heights. And amazingly, on a recent trip, I found myself being more fearful of heights, and it seemed that every activity our family was involved with involved heights and bridges that bridged a big gap. There is a fear, and it's probably the greatest fear of humankind. And I'm sure that all of us think about it, but we all ignore it as much as we can. And that's the fear of death itself. And to be honest, it's the reason why we're here today. Because as that hymn says, let faith cast out your fear. And that's what we need to do each and every day. We have all these problems, whether we're young, we're at school or we're at work, or we're later in life, we have all these fears. But if we can put them into perspective and think about the great plan of salvation that God has provided for us through his Son, then that faith in him will cast out all our fears. Fear itself probably is a factor of the curse. A lot of things changed for Adam and Eve, and it wasn't the obvious ones like digging up thorns or pain during childbirth and all those other things that we often talk about, but just fear itself. In the world today, there is fear on many levels, like our cars are parked outside here, they are locked for a reason. There is a fear that someone wandering around will help themselves to what's inside. There's fears of all sorts that, in many ways, take our time away from things that we should be thinking about, and that is things concerning God. We also are here today to remember Jesus, because he also had the same fears as what we experience. He knew that the Bible spoke about his death, and he thought about that a lot, to the point when it was coming close to that time that he would lay down his life, he had great drops of sweat, just like as if he was bleeding. He was anxious and he feared for his life. Yet his faith in his Father overcame that fear. And so instead of demanding the respect of the people around him who came to crucify him, he enabled them to do what they needed to do according to the scriptures, so that he could provide us here today with the same hope of overcoming the fear of death as well. Most people that you speak to today are fearful of what's happening in the world. They really don't quite understand. And most people that you talk to today say, I don't want to read the newspapers. I don't really want to follow what's happening in Israel or Gaza. It has nothing to do with me here. And I find it just makes me depressed. One of the fears that I also have, not of heights, but it's also of being covered over. And I guess I'm not sure where that has come from, but in a way, all of us don't like it when we're restricted in what we can do. If we're restricted in our movements or whatever it is, we like to have freedom of movement, don't we? And I guess burial, in a sense, is the ultimate restriction of movement. There is, as the Bible says, in the grave, there's no thought, there's no ability to do anything. You can't praise God. All your hopes and ambitions, they cease to exist. And so that is a fear that's been ticking away as you age, that, yeah, your opportunity is short to do what you think that you might think is important in your life. And yet, as Jesus said to this woman, "Thy faith hath saved thee, go in peace." And so that really highlights what was really important for that woman. It wasn't just that she did what she did to Jesus' feet. The most important thing that she had was her faith. Can you imagine living a life without faith? Without fear, sorry. I was just checking that you were all listening. Those verses out of Isaiah, imagine being able to go outside into the environment and you could play with the animals without any fear whatsoever. Even those nasty animals, the ones that currently now tear and devour. A time when you could walk down the street and there was so much goodwill amongst the population that you wouldn't be scared about who was walking behind you later in the evening. And no sickness or even the fear of death itself, none of those things existed. Well, that's the picture that God has painted for us in the Bible. And it's all been made possible because Jesus overcame the fear. The fear of failure, the fear of death, the fear of being buried. Jesus died and he was placed in a tomb. And he knew, because he had read what God had promised in books like Isaiah, that the Messiah would be raised to life again. In a few weeks' time, God willing, our family will be going on another excursion. And already there's fears that play on your mind ahead. And it's not just will we get all the things organised in our time, but little things like will the plane make it this time? I think as you get older and as you travel more, that's another little fear. Will the plane actually, it's only built by human hands. And as an engineer, I'm very thankful that I don't work on aeroplanes. It all comes down to probability. And there's always that fear there as well. On this trip coming up, God willing, we'll be going possibly near a place called Thredbo. And I'm not sure if I've mentioned this before in a word of exhortation, but about 27 years ago, at this location called Thredbo, it's a ski resort in New South Wales, and it's probably one of the favoured destinations for people that have enough money to stay in resorts and go skiing on the best skiing that you can get in Australia, even though it's nothing like New Zealand. And back in 97, I remember as a young person being glued to the TV because on that occasion, overnight, people had gone on their skiing day trip and they had a great time and they were sleeping in their accommodation in this resort when all of a sudden the whole thing just collapsed. And I remember watching this on TV because, unlike other disasters, this time they'd actually dedicated a channel to live coverage of the rescue effort. And on that event, I think 18 people passed away, but there was one survivor, just one. And this particular man endured quite a few days in a row without seeing light whatsoever. And he spoke after he was rescued about the things that kept him going, of course. But the one thing that stood out for me from this story was that when he was finally rescued, he didn't quite believe it. And in some ways, it's a bit like that for us. We are currently buried in rubble of this world, if you can picture that. We're looking for the return of Jesus and for him to bring us salvation and for us to no longer fear. And what happened to that particular man was that when he was rescued, he didn't quite believe it, and he asked his rescuer to shine the torch on his own face, not into his eyes, so he could think and see for real that there was someone there who was just about to save him, because he'd been under the rubble for so many days. And it just makes me think about people in Christchurch and all the other earthquakes, people that have endured long times have been trapped. And yet that's where we are now in this world. We are trapped. And so it is our prayer that when Jesus does return, that we'll see him face to face. And it is also our prayer that what Jesus did in the giving of his life has affected us enough that we are looking for his face when he returns to save us, God willing. Because Jesus too died and gave his life that he might take it again as the first fruits, as it talks about in the book of Corinthians. And so, brothers and sisters, when Jesus does return, it is our prayer that he will also say these words to us: "Thy faith hath saved thee. Go in peace."